Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sal Mali. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sal Mali. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting second. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bruce Edwards. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Borkowski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Klipstein. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Klipstein. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. There goes Rigney. The throw from Edwards to second, and Rigney is out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman strikes out. One out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermansky moves to third. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermansky scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes bunts towards the mound. Mali fields it and throws to third for the out. Borkowski moves to second. One out. Bob Ramotsadi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramotsadi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Borkowski scores. Mixis moves to third. Ramotsadi moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Molly Mixis scores. Ramotsadi moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Johnny Klipstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klipstein strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramotsadi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta strikes out. One out. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hermansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive towards third. Thompson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. One out. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hermansky. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Dark scores. Thompson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Cubs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, Giants. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is 0-for-1 in the game. Mali hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 0-for-1 in the game. Mixas hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molly fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Klipstein covering. Safe. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixas misplays the ball. That's an error on Mixas. Mueller moves to second. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molly fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Hiller now pitching. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Irvin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Mays trying to get to second. Hermanski throws the ball into Rahmat Sadi, who tags Mays for the out. Two outs. Sal Mali is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mali is 0 for 2 in the game. Mali hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermanski is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hermanski takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Hermanski moves to second. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borkowski strikes out. 1 out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 2 in the game. Mixis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermanski scores. Edwards moves to second. It's 6-4, Giants. Bob Rahmat Sadi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rahmat Sadi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Rahmat Sadi takes first base on ball 4. Edwards moves to third. Mixis moves to second. Hank Sauer pinch hits for Frank Hiller. George Spencer now pitching. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into left field. Hermanski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 3 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards second. Rigney scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mays strikes out. 2 outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Westrum moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Irvin is walked intentionally. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mixa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hermansky hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Borkowski strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Mixas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mixas hits a fly ball into left field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into center field. Borkowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mueller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ramazzotti hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Ramazzotti reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson now playing right field. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Cal McLish. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 6, Cubs, 6. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 4 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. 2 outs. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Spencer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 6. The Giants will come to bat. Dutch Leonard now pitching. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Noble pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-6, Giants. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Irvin is hit by the pitch. George Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Noble now catching. Bob Borkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borkowski is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Borkowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mixis strikes out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.